This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, dear friends. We now begin the most important part of the Psicha, perhaps the most important part of the Sefer, where the Chafetz Chaim delineates how many lavin one is over by speaking Lashon Hara. Says the Chafetz Chaim, Hamaragel b'chaveray, one who tattles, or better said, one who speaks rechilas. Basically, he reports to another what somebody did or said about them. Oiver b'leisa, say, they're oiver alav. Shenemra, loy seilech rachel b'amecha, do not walk, do not go as a peddler of tales in your people. Ezehu rachel, what is this peddler? Zeshe toyein dvarim, one who carries words. V'hoylech mizeh lazeh, he goes from one to another, v'oimer, and he says, kach amar ploini alecha, this is what ploini said about you. Kach v'kach shamati al ploini shehu asalecha, this is what I heard about ploini that he did to you. Afal pishu emes, even though it's true, harezem machrev es ha'olam, you destroy the world. To tell someone what someone did or said about them, that is rechilas. Now the pasuk lo yiselech rachel ba'amecha is not referring specifically to lashon hara. It's talking about rechilas. Again, rechilas is to tell somebody what somebody said or did to them. V'yesh avon gadol mizad ma'od, there is an even greater sin. V'hu lashon hara, that is lashon hara. So that you'll ask, if it's greater, maybe you're not over on the lav of lo yiselech rachel ba'amecha when you speak lashon hara. After all, we know there's a punishment. We know there's a principle. You know, ein mazhirin perhaps min adin, or ein oinshin min adin. Just because the pasuk says don't speak rechilos, great, lashon hara is worse. Now, why is lashon hara worse? V'hu lashon hara, v'hu bechlal lav zeh. It's included in this lav. So don't try to say, well, if it's worse, then it's not included. No, it's worse and it's included. Why is it worse? V'hu hamasaper begnus chaveroi. This is one who speaks about his friend's shame. In other words, not that you tell. Not that Reuven tells Shimon, Shimon, you know what Levi said about you, or you know what Levi did to you? Lashon Hara is Reuven says to Shimon the disparagement of Levi. Afal pi shu oimer emes. Aval ha'oimer sheker, one who speaks falsehood, nimsa moitzi shem ra al chaveroi, he is speaking false on his friend. This is a different category, it's moitzi shem ra. Now, you'll ask, how does the Chafetz Chaim know that if the pasuk is talking about rechilas and lashon hara is worse than rechilas, that one is over the lav of lo yiselech rachel ba'amecha for lashon hara? It's not talking about lashon hara. Lashon hara is worse, but even though it's worse, maybe you don't get this lav. The Rambam writes, this comes from the Rambam, that even though lashon hara is worse, it's still nichlal in the lav of lo yiselech rachel ba'amecha. It is here that we point out a very important machlokes rishonim. What is worse, Lashon Hara or Rechilas? The Chafetz Chaim is going with the Shita of the Rambam, that Lashon Hara is worse than Rechilas. That's because Rechilas, you're not saying anything about someone else's faults. You're just causing strife. However, the opinion of the Rambam is Lashon Hara is worse than Rechilas. The Ravid disagrees. The Ravid says that Rechilas is worse because it involves three people. You're causing strife among three people. Reuven tells Shimon what Levi did to them. So now Reuven is stirring the pot and he's causing a fight between Shimon and Levi. As opposed to if Reuven tells Shimon the disparagement of Levi, that's considered two people involved. Even though you're speaking about a third, you're not getting that person involved. The Ravid's opinion is Rechilas is worse than Lashon Hara. The Chafetz Chaim is going with the Shitas HaRambam that Lashon Hara is worse than Rechilas. Next lav. By the way, this first lav, you're over, whether you're a speaker or you're the listener is over lo yiselech rachel ba'amecha. One is over both for Lashon Hara or Rechilas, both MS and Sheker, whether in the person's presence or not in his presence, but only the speaker, okay? Only the speaker. The Mekabel is not over the lav of lo yiselech rachel ba'amecha, says the Ber Mayim Chaim. Lav number two, ba'over nami ha-mesaper o'i ha-mekabel, belav deloy sisa shem ha-shav. The speaker or the recipient is over do not bear a false report. Vikari bei nami loisasi. So loisis Hashem Hashav literally means don't accept a bad report. Don't accept a false report. That's how the Gemara Im Sachim Kuf Yud Ches interprets it. Don't accept a false report. However, it could be read, Vikari bei nami loisasi. Don't be the cause of a false report being accepted, meaning don't say it. Vimkein lav ze koila lishneim. If so, this lav includes both the mekabel and the mesaper. This lav includes lashon hara and rechilas. This lav includes befanav and shaloi befanav. The question, though, is probably it's only if it's false because the lav says lo yisisa shem hashav. But what if it's true? So regarding this, the Be'er Mayim Chaim brings a number of proofs that the lav of lo yisisa is even al dvar emes. Why? Says the Chafetz Chaim, since this lav includes that one litigant should not tell the dayan his side of the case before the other one comes, and that applies even al emes, so too, since one interpretation of the lav is of don't presenting your case before the other side, and that's talking about even if it's true, so too, Lashon Hara and Rechilos, you would be over the lav leisis Hashem Hashav, even if it's true. Why? But the Torah says a false report. So the Chafetz Chaim says, either because the listener, he doesn't know it's true, and it may be false as far as he's concerned, or the Chafetz Chaim says a great principle in the Be'er Mayim Chaim, because the Torah understands the psychology of the speaker, that if he is saying something negative about someone else not in his presence, it will definitely have mixed into it something that's not true. Even if the guy swears on a Sefer Torah that what he's about to say is true, we don't believe him. It is definite. The Torah is delving into this person's subconscious and is saying there is no doubt that something you say will be false. Okay, that is today's limud. We will do Shabbos later today. Stay tuned for the time. Have a great rest of the day. Kol tov.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.